Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Impactville. And I am so blessed to be able to be closing out the busy work week in the High Definition Studios with the one and only Big Mo, Sherrod Thomas. Now, let me tell you something. Me and this brother have been connected in a way that many people don't think is possible. We connected first by never meeting and seeing what his ministry has been like and what his message is. It connected us here. Now we only got one last connection, and that is for him to take me out and buy me a steak. Yes. And so I want to tell you about my good friend, Sherrod Thomas. He is a professional speaker, an author, and a man of God. Maurice Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo, is a communicator of possibility. Mo is a source of inspiration and hope that changes a hurting individual's path from one of darkness and despair to one of hope and light. His rehabilitation from a tragic car wreck was a physical manifestation of the transformation he needed to experience from within. Mo is on a mission to provide the same transformation to every young adult who feels lost due to a lack of independence or a lack of self-worth. But through his trauma, through his loss and illness, or any other affliction that a person can experience, Big Mo is going to help you through that. Through his unique storytelling and tragedy turned to empathy, Mo is changing lives one day at a time. Mo inspires, lifts, motivates in one way and every way that he can. Mo is married to his queen, his spiritual battle buddy, and servant prayer warrior, Cindy Thomas. They have three children and three grandchildren whom they love. Mo works in the local hospital where he is afforded the opportunity to impact lives with the message and gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, here's what I want you guys to realize, that we don't just bring anybody on this platform. So if they get in these virtual studios, they have a mission that's going to change your life. So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to strap in. I want you to listen close. Put your spiritual listening ears on as we welcome all the way from Tennessee, the man, the myth, and legend, Big Mo, Sherrod Thomas. Welcome, Maurice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Looking forward to, man, you like one of my heroes, one of my spiritual heroes. I love the thing, the work that you're doing and trying to keep them free 24/7.
So yes, sir, man.
Eyes 24/7.
I love it, man. Well, Sherrod, you know, brother, as you know, being a professional speaker, time flies when you're having fun. So we got to get right to it. Brother Mo, tell people how, this is one of the first questions that we ask. How can people reach you, brother? How can they find you?
So right now, as I'm in the process of revamping things, I have a website. It's www.SherrodThomas, SHournThomas, www.SherrodThomasEmpowers.com. Or you can email me at Mo's, M-O-E-S, Motivational Monday, Mo's Motivational Monday at Yahoo.com.
All right,
that's Mo's Motivational Monday come from my old YouTube channel. I used to do a Monday morning video to help people's week get started.
Okay, so that's SherrodThomasEmpowers.com. You can check out his website there, and you can also email him at mosmotivationalmonday@yahoo.com. And we're so thankful for you taking time out of your schedule to be with us, Mo, because I know you're busy. You're up early inspiring people from coast to coast, and we're thankful that we got a chance to slip you in to close out this week. Y'all about to be impacted. So, Mo, don't tell the whole story now, because I need time to be able to work you over a little bit, but tell us a little bit about Brother Thomas and give us an insight. I know you, but even I, this is my first time us actually physically talking. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So Brother Thomas originally was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. And I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. And I had uncles, all my uncles, my dad, and even my big brother. A lot of them found their identity in women. And so that's what I grew up around. And even though my mom tried to teach me the right way, that seed was still planted. So I grew up thinking, And I said I would never do none of that stuff that they've done. But I mean, my dad, I have an older brother and older sister that's the same age. No, they're not twins, two different moms. I got two nephews on my older brother who I looked up to. That's the same age. No, they're not twins either. As a matter of fact, his first son is by his first wife. His second son is the same age by his current wife now, which is the reason why he ended up getting a divorce, of course.
Oh,
So
wow.
that's the environment I grew up in. And even though my mom instilled the word into me daily, that seed was planted. And when I got older, I found myself in a position where I had two women pregnant at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So that is a little bit about Mo, but after going through a lot of things that I went through, like I said, I don't want to unpack it all yet, but I ended up connecting with a mentor that told me, Mo, your past explains you, but it don't excuse you. So he said all excuses been nailed to the cross.
That's powerful. Your past explains you, but it doesn't excuse you. Man, that is
Yes,
good. And for those of you that are just tuning in, I have all the way from what city in Tennessee?
Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee. My
Yeah, home of the
homie,
Volunteers.
my brother, great man of God, Sharon Thomas. You can find him at SharonThomasEmpowers.com. Author, speaker, man of God, man of faith, husband and father and grandfather. We just found that out in the pre-show. So as many have it, Sharon, we all go through various journeys and toll gates in our life. And so, you know, your journey through life has had its extreme moments, highs and lows. And one of the things that we love about Impacting Life 24/7 is the stories of impact. And so, you know, you're living your life, but and you were raised in faith, and your mother planted those seeds, but you kind of strayed away from that for a season, right?
Yes, sir. And I was, even though I strayed away, I kept trying to do the right thing, but it's only because I was trying to make my mom happy, please my mom. But when she finally passed away, I went right back out of the stray again.
And you know, we talk about that, Big Mo. When I talk to people, I was talking to the ladies the other night in the jail, and I said, "Hey, listen, if you're trying to," I said, "How many women in here have kids? How many have husbands? They all raise their hands, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Put your hands down because that is not the reason why you want to stay free. You want to stay free for you because all those other reasons didn't keep you out of here. Your husband, your children, none of that. So it's got to be because it's from your heart and why you're doing it." And so you spent a little time at Uncle Sam's Misguided Children, the United States Marine Corps, right?
Yes, sir.
And what did you
Yes,
do in
sir.
the Corps?
I was a motor T, so I drove the Hummers, the 5-ton trucks, carried the weapons, and sometimes even the meals out to the field for the Marines that was in the field.
What inspired
So
you? What inspired you to go in the Marine Corps?
because I played 9 sports in school, and I've always been a go-getter. So I
Right.
said that if I'd have went to, I heard that the Marine Corps was the best.
Right.
So I was like, I want to do whatever it took to be the best. And I was like, if I would have went to any other branch, I would have always wondered, could I have made it being a Marine? And
Right.
so everything I've done in life, a lot of it has came from inspiration from women. It was one female that I really liked, and she told me her daddy tried to go out for the Marine Corps and he didn't make it. I was like, baby girl, I ain't your daddy. So I'm gonna show you. A
Who's your
lot of my
daddy?
inspirations
It
have
ain't me.
came from women because that's the environment I grew up in.
Right. And so again, you did your tour in the Marine Corps and you got out, and what happened after that in that next season?
Well, I got out, and that's when I hit the streets wholeheartedly, losing my faith and my identity in Christ, chasing women, trying to prove I could survive something I had already survived, trying to prove that I could outlive my scars. So,
Well, you know, the thing about that is when you were out there, I noticed that he said, ladies and gentlemen, our guest Sharon Thomas, Big Mo, he said he got out and started living in the world of affliction wholeheartedly. So you weren't a halfway, you weren't a halfway sinner. You was doing it good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was, even when I was, it's in the book.
Yeah.
Even when I was in church, I was in church for the wrong reason. And you've been to that church before, so you know, there's been not a lot of beautiful women come. I even started learning Bible scriptures because it was my way to connect with, you know, you got to read the book.
Right. Yeah. And the book that he's referencing is The Shift. He authored this book in 2022, and you can get it on Amazon. And if you like a signed copy, reach out to him at his website, SharonThomasEmpowers.com, or email him at MosMotivationalMondays@Yahoo.com. I'm ordering my signed copy this week, and I expect a cool signature on there. And it's all coming all the way from Tennessee. So the book details, there's more details in the book, so you want to get your copy. And it's an easy read, just a little over 60 pages, and wants to make sure that you get from cover to cover and be inspired. So tell me, you had some tragedy in your life, kind of like a wake-up call, if you will. Tell us about that accident.
I did. So when I finally got into the Marine Corps, and the other reason I chose the Marine Corps is because I was on a wrestling scholarship in college.
Oh, wow.
And I heard that they had a well-known wrestling team, the All-Marine wrestling team. So there's another reason I wanted to go to the Marine Corps, but I never got a chance to try out. I ended up playing middle linebacker in the Marine Corps. So I was still, and I was always a guy that talked crazy. I could be losing. Let's say we playing basketball, we're going to 50. You got me 49-1, and I'm still going to talk crazy to you. You can't score that last point. I guarantee you can't score it. But I was the trash talker. Right. If I hit you in football, and I was like, and at linebacker, I'm like, you feel that? Get used to it, baby, because I'll be back. But so I get to
Gary
the Marine.
Gary Payton, right? Gary Payton.
Oh, yeah. Get to the Marine Corps, and now I got a little money. I got a little status. So now I end up having, again, two females pregnant at the same time. One of them end up losing the baby. And then the other one ended up having, which that knucklehead still lives with me today.
Okay.
He's 25, and he has a room upstairs that he hadn't left the house since he was born.
Okay.
But then I get into, I'm feeling myself. And while I'm feeling myself when it comes to females, now I'm truly, that seed that was planted when I was a kid, it now is manifesting itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got money, I got status, I got females, I got all this going on. And when I look in the mirror, I don't see anything godly, but I see me. I'm building my name up.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm in a head-on collision car wreck, which put me in the hospital for almost a year. I'm laying in the hospital trying to learn how to walk and talk again, over 20 surgeries in, a rod in my arm, a rod in my leg, a trach in my neck for over 5 years, and then even my eyeball was knocked out of the socket. It actually was sitting down on the inside of my cheek, just hanging by a nerve. And the doctors couldn't explain with the law and the weight of gravity, how come it didn't just fall off? But as it hung there, they eventually put it back in the socket, put it back in place. So now when I travel and speak, I explain to people, life happens. And just like my eye hung in there until they could put it back in place, sometimes in life, we got to just hang on until we can get put back in place. So the car wreck didn't happen to me. It happened for me to bring hope to somebody else. And we understand hope is helping one person every day. And so then my mom quit her job here in Tennessee completely and moved into the hospital with me in North Carolina so that the nurses didn't have to do much. So she can nurse me back to help herself. And my mom kept a mirror from me because she didn't want me to have any setbacks.
Yeah.
But she couldn't protect me the whole time. Eventually, when I got out of the hospital, I seen the mirror for the first time. And I was like, wow, now I'm having a conversation with God. And the thing is, in the book, I had just gave my life back to the Lord 2 days before the car wreck. And I was like, so now, I was like, the devil had an opportunity. He should have killed me when he had a chance. Now I'm gonna spend the rest of my life making him regret that I need to live through that car wreck. So I get out of the hospital. I'm looking in the mirror, and now I'm having a conversation. You can't argue with God, but you know I attempted to.
Right.
And he said, "Son, you was gung-ho for me as long as you was laying in the hospital bed." He said, "But you get out of the hospital, you look in the mirror, you seen the car wreck, you seen that life has happened." He said, "You seen everything but the reflection of me." And so I'm like, "But God, I see misery." He said, "No, son, you don't understand. I see ministry." I said, "But God, I see a mess." He said, "No, son, you don't understand. I see a miracle."
Mm.
But because I didn't believe and because I didn't receive it, I tried to go back out to the streets, dating constant women after women, trying to prove I could outlive my scars.
Mm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, y'all know I'm the emotional one in this relationship, and I'm trying to hold it together. We got to our platform, the one and only Mr. Sharon Thomas, also known AKA Big Mo. He is your power, empowerment and identity coach. You can find him at Sharon, Sharon, Sharon Thomas empowers.com. All my speaker friends out there, all those who have me on your platform, this is somebody you need to bring to your platform to inspire your audiences, because the story is, there is nothing like your own experience. And Sharon, I know that when you were sitting, and I want to get into that little piece there. Of course, me and Sharon, this is our first time meeting, so we didn't even rehearse the show, because we just know we're going to flow in the Holy Ghost. But what was going through your mind that year in the hospital, man? What was your mentality like, bro?
Well, because I've always been that type of person, loving people and trying to encourage people, even though I couldn't talk at the moment, but I could do certain gestures, because I was crushed from head to toe on my left side. So I could only remove things on my right side. And even though I couldn't speak, and the way I found out about it was the doctors had came in. Every day I was waking up in and out of consciousness. And I just kept seeing so many different people in the room. So I thought this whole time it was a dream. But one day the doctors was in there talking to me and my mom, and they started talking about surgery. And when the doctor walked out, I was confused. I was internally conflicted. And I looked at my mom because I couldn't speak. That's the reason why I thought I was dreaming, because I couldn't speak. And I looked at her with a certain look, and she looked at me. And that's when she finally broke down. She said, "Baby, you was in a real bad car wreck." So now what I thought was a dream has become reality.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom went out of her way to continue to speak life into me, pouring to me. She kept doing scriptures every day, script songs, and she would not let me give up on myself. There was even times where it took me like almost an hour just to be able to put on a t-shirt when I was finally learning how to get dressed. And sometimes I would take like one step as I'm leaving from the, I had a lot of graduations. I graduated from being bedridden to the wheelchair, to graduating to the cane, to the walker. And every time I would learn how to do another step of graduation. And if I struggled, it took my energy away for the rest of the day. And sometimes my mom, as she pushed me, she was hard with it. She was like, when the doctors would leave, she said, "Baby, what's wrong with you? Ain't you tired of being in this hospital bed? Because I know I'm tired." And it didn't feel good, but she wouldn't let me quit. My mom has always been that person to push me. And my mom, even though me and my dad didn't have the greatest relationship, my mom has literally been my hero. That's why you see the picture back there on the wall.
Yeah.
It's my mom. That's my heart. She passed away 2 months when I got out of the hospital. 2 months after I graduated college, she passed away. So she watched and nurtured me back to health, back to on my feet. But the answer to your question, what was going through my mind is, every time I wanted to give up, every time I wanted to quit, my mom was there. She wouldn't let me go. She wouldn't let me do it. Mm-hmm. But I experienced all that loneliness when I finally got out, and I didn't have my mom to protect me. I didn't have my mom to cover me. And now I find myself trying to, I survived, like I said, I survived the wreck. But I found myself every day trying to prove I could survive something that I've already did.
Wow. Man, I tell you what, there is nothing like, you're in that right, Hope. There is nothing like a mother, man. There is absolutely nothing like a mother. And Big Mo, number one, you being so vulnerable and transparent in front of us, in front of this audience, where people from Israel to Iraq are going to hear this message. I really, really, really thank God that Biblical House of God, which, you know, you're a member there, and I speak there often for your bishop. Man, I thank you that you're a willing vessel to share this tremendous story. And it wasn't, I know you had a whole group of people that were caring for you. I understand that. But you had one caring adult she took your burdens on and said, I'm not going to let you leave this room until you're walking out of here. And Tabari Wallace says this often. He says, you know, some kids are just one caring adult away from success. And so after getting out and after, you know, getting yourself rehabilitated, what was life like?
Well, you know, my mom, like I said, could only do so much, but I was still in the military. So Bishop Bryant from Biblical House of God, New Bern, she went above and beyond. The love that they showed me, sometimes they would drive four to 5 hours a day just to make sure that I could get into a church service when I finally got out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. I was stationed like an hour and a half away. They drive an hour and a half to pick me up, an hour and a half to take me back to church, an hour and a half to take me back home, just to make sure I could get into one church service. I remember family one day, I was wanting to make Elder Bryant, well, she was Elder Bryant at the time, Bishop now, but I was wanting to make her proud of me. And so I spent like $100 for a cab to bring me to church. I was like, man, she gonna see how much I love the ministry. She gonna see how much I love the church. And she pulled me to the side. She said, what's this I hear about you spending money for a cab to get here? And I was like, uh-oh, she get ready, give me my props. And she said, he said, first of all, why would you do that? There's too many deacons and too many people in this ministry that love you, that don't mind traveling to pick you up. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was just call. And she said, here is your $100 bill. Don't never, ever let me hear you doing something like that again.
Yeah, I just tagged Bishop Paulette Bryant because she is that type. She is a true woman of God. And what Biblical House of God is a beacon. You know, it's been, I was visiting Biblical House of God back in 94 when I got stationed here, man. So goes way back. But for somebody to say, hey, listen, that's really what the church is supposed to be, right? That's what ministry is supposed to be, that it's not seen, it's not on the grandstands that we are all, you know, sometimes clamoring for. It's those moments where there's human need, and it's like, hey, look, we're gonna meet that need, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. And right. So thank God for the ministry that was there to lift you up.
So even she even, and I hate to interrupt you, but she even, when I was in the hospital in Greenville, she went back and forth. She visited me so much herself that she had to reteach discipleship training that a pastor can't do it by herself.
Right.
That's how much love. Then when I got out of the hospital, they let me move in with them. And Deacon Bryant gave me a car to use, even after I had totaled one and was in the hospital almost a year. The love, I don't even have a words for that. So I told them I'm eternally grateful.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful too, because of them, me and you met, you know? Yeah. And so now Big Mo, y'all know, y'all done heard me call him Big Mo, because Mo stands for something. It stands for Message of Empowerment. So tell us, before we run out of time, I want to do two things. I want to talk about Message of Empowerment, but first I want to talk about the book. Hold that book up, brother, so everybody can see it. You got to get this book in your hand. I got one on the way. That might be my signed copy right there. The Shift by Sharon Maurice Thomas. Tell us about The Shift, brother.
So it's called The Shift, The Moment My Life Was Flipped. Mm. Because the introduction talks about the car wreck, but the rest of the book talks about all the mistakes I was making, losing my identity in Christ, and how I had to find my identity in the end. So I promise you, it's a game changer when you want to understand the importance of your identity in Christ. Like my mentor tells me all the time, I don't care how good you think you are, a good man can never be a great man until he connects with a godly man or a God-fearing man.
Yeah.
This is what we call true discipleship.
Wow, I love it. And The Shift is available, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy today at Amazon.com, or you can reach out to Maurice. Tell him I sent you. Okay. Tell him you heard it here first on Impacting Life 24/7, the podcast, SharonThomasEmpowers.com, or email him directly, MoesMotivationalMonday@yahoo.com. And this man in the pre-show, he was like, man, I just want to send you a copy, blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, bro, I authored a book myself. And let me bless you, okay? Because yeah, I give my books away too, but you put your soul into that work, and you should be rewarded for it. And God's going to continue to bless you. So I want everybody to go to his website or reach out to him on his email and get that book in your hands today. Again, SharonThomasEmpowers.com or MoesMotivationalMonday@yahoo.com. So, present day, Big Mo, you are doing some phenomenal things, and get us caught up on, you know, you've overcome things, brother, that most people would have shut their life down for, but instead, God has got you flourishing. Tell us about what's on the horizon for you now, bro.
So, you know, a lot of times I call myself identity coach, and for years I went by Maurice Thomas. I hid the name Sharon for over 30 years because people couldn't pronounce it correctly. Mm-hmm. But one of my mentors, one of my coaches said, you say you're an identity coach, but don't nobody know your real name. So how are you going to be an identity coach and then nobody know who you are? So she has shifted to now my tagline is, hi, I'm Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo, because I bring a message of empowerment everywhere I go. One mentor told me that Mo stands for, as I grow closer in Christ, stands for a man of excellence. But the other mentor that had me shift my name to Sharon said that Mo is not just short for Maurice. It's not just who I am, but it's what I do, because I bring a message of empowerment. So it's my tagline.
Greg, I love it, man. He's got a message of empowerment. Yeah, Greg, the VP, you know, he just came in the room. He was just out handling some business. Probably he just flew back in from Pluto to get here live.
Everybody needs a Greg
in their life, man. It could only be this match had to be made in heaven, because I'm so opposite of Greg, and yet we do everything together. So thank you, VP, for joining us. Maurice is very, very powerful. And next Midnight Motivation that we do, we're going to definitely have him as one of our speakers, because this message needs to be heard. Listen, it was easy. It was probably easy in some moments and feelings that you had. It was probably could have been easy to quit, right, Mo?
It definitely could have been easy to quit, especially when you thought, I mean, I've thought about suicide and all kind of different issues. And then you start seeing yourself in the mirror and you're thinking, I look like I'm have mental challenges. I look at the scars and I'm like, nobody, I don't feel like I'm fitting in or not good enough. But when I start to understand, it ain't even about me being good enough, because the Lord lives on the inside of me. He's not just good enough. He's more than enough.
He's not just good enough. He's more than enough. And this man, he ain't no young man. He about my age now. I mean, Maurice, a seasoned veteran. Devil Dog too, Greg. Yeah, he's a Motor T. So, Greg, you know, he's a retired gunny. But Sharon Thomas, listen, I want you guys to go to his website and check him out, SharonThomasEmpowers.com. I want you to get a copy. Hold that book up, Maurice, for the folks that can see it. It's The Shift, a guy holding a stick shift for our podcast folks. You got to get a copy of this book. What's the subtitle on there?
The Shift, The moment my life was flipped.
The moment his life was flipped, he was in a head-on collision in the bed in the hospital room for over a year, had a trachea, couldn't speak, crushed half of his body, rods everywhere, and look at him today. Every month, every morning, I get this notification that Maurice is up before me, inspiring people around the world. And so this is somebody you want to have in your corner, somebody you want to listen to. He is our favorite identity coach, Sharon Thomas, empowers.com. And listen, this platform is open to you, brother. Okay. I want you to know that we do this because we want to see other people elevated and escalated to, I want the time to be moved up on what God has for you. And if I can play and we can play a small part in that here at Impacting Life 24/7, that's what exactly what we're going to do. We're not going to, here's what I want you to understand, Maurice. Okay. And listen to your boy as I coach for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had nearly 500 people on this show, all of which we did that so to promote them. There may be 50 people that promote what we do. And the Lord checked me on that because I was in my feelings the other day. And I'm just like, you know what? I do all this for all these people. And folks just kind of are muted when I need something, when I need some help. And God said, what you doing it for? You doing it for them to give you a scratch on the back? Or are you doing it because I truly called you to elevate others? And I said, yes, Lord. I will shut my mouth, get out of my feelings, and keep on doing it because my reward might not even be on this earth, Maurice. My reward might be somewhere when I walk through those streets of gold. And so as long as I'm living, I'm going to keep giving. So Maurice, Sharon Thomas, you got to get with him, SharonThomasEmpowers.com. And I want you to get a copy of the book called The Shift. Now, Maurice, here's what we do, how we close the show out. I give the floor back to the guest, and I want you to give a word, because this is what you do best, brother. I want you to give a word of empowerment to all of those people who are maybe not even have gone through a tenth of what you've gone through, but they're feeling like, man, I just don't know where to turn. My life is upside down. Maybe somebody had faith and now they've lost it. Maybe somebody was living for God and they decided they don't want to do that no more. They want to go to the world. Maybe they've been in a traumatic situation and they don't know which direction to turn. Well, God brought you here, Maurice, to speak to those people. So, Sharon, we're going to give you the floor. Take the next 60 seconds and do what you do best, brother. Empower these people. The floor is yours.
And the truth of the matter is there's a lot of people that's not here anymore because they went through temporary situations, but they chose a permanent choice that for the temporary situation. They could have easily came out of it. I don't care how low you get, whatever situation you're in. There's a lot of people that have lost their identity in Christ. And the more and more you understand who you are in Christ, the better decisions you'll make. I tell people all the time, I'm powerful because the Holy Spirit dwells in me. I'm valuable because God sacrificed his only son for me. So in God's eyes, I'm holy, I'm unashamed, and I'm valuable. I understand this is my new identity in Christ. So I want to tell you this. No matter what situation you're in, no matter how dark the situation gets, as long as you believe, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So just know that it's your boy, Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo, because I bring a message of empowerment everywhere I go.
That's right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first. Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo, because he brings a message of empowerment. Brother Sharon, I love you, man. We appreciate you. Greg says, hey, I follow him too. That's right. We follow the good ones. Yep.
I say, hey, with the love of God, I love you. And I promise. And everybody out there, I love y'all. And I promise y'all can't do nothing about it.
You can't do nothing about it. John Grant used to say that. So look, brother, we will have you back again real soon. Greg, send him the invitation to the Leadership Institute. We're going to bring him into our leadership circle. Sharon is a man of God, and we need more of them in every walk of our life. So Sharon, thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you again, brother, okay?
Be blessed.
All right, God bless you. So ladies and gentlemen, that was Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo. And so thankful for having him on the show. Man, what a story. Dr. Skip Mondragon, one of our sponsors, is chiming in all the way from Texas. As long as you believe, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Absolutely, Dr. Skip. And, Doctor, we got to have you back on the show, too. You haven't been on the show in a while. So, Greg, send Dr. Skip Mondragon a link so he can get back on and inspire and encourage our folks here at Impactville. But, yeah, Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo. I'd like for you guys to connect with him. Man, what a story, y'all. What a story. I was feeling all tired. I've been in impact mode all day. I came and sat in this chair like, oh, my goodness, I got to plug through another. Greg just flying into the studio. And, man, now I feel like I can go tackle Mount Sirabachi single-handedly. So, anyway, we're very, very thankful for people like that. Dr. Skip, you have the link, brother. Just come on, schedule yourself to the show. But Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo, you can find him at SharonThomasEmpowers.com. And we're thankful for our sponsors that make this and other ministry that we do possible. Hope Rieger, Grief to Hope, love her so much. She's going to be with us Monday. So excited, so delighted to have someone of her caliber with us. And she is literally changing the world, helping people understand that there is hope after grief. We love and appreciate her. And so thank you all to our sponsors. We're working on a brand new commercial highlighting all of our sponsors and telling you how to connect with them. If you'd like to become a sponsor of what we do, like this show, bringing people on from all across the country and around the world, or our Stay Free campaign, or just in a few weeks, we'll be down in the Youth Juvenile Detention Center, or a little bit after that, we'll be speaking at the graduation for online students here in Onslow County. We have so much diversity. People used to say, well, why don't you just pick a niche and stay with that? And God said, there are people everywhere. Just go. I'll make a way for you. So that's what we do. It's exhausting. I'm tired all the time. But God has a way of giving you strength. Hearing a story of empowerment like that from Sharon Thomas, a.k.a. Big Mo. Man, who am I to complain? We just keep on plugging. So we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. I don't ever want to complain about my life when I heard this story tonight. And truly, what a testimony it is about the power of God. We love you. We're praying for you. Pray for us. We'll talk to you again Monday night at 7 o'clock here live with Hope Rieger. God bless you.